going to provide an exhaustive review, given that our limited time. We're happy to see that there's going to be an advisory committee, and we're committed to continuing to working with you and with the Parks and the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, and be happy to participate in any advisory capacity that we can provide support for and show our willingness to partner. And thank you very much. As an aside, I can tell you that I'm probably the only person to appear before you today who actually was married on the river. It has certain tourism qualities there. I was the operating manager for Salties on the Willamette River, which opened in 1980. And I can tell you that because of the tourism qualities of the river, that that restaurant served 557 dinners on a Saturday night because it was a hot August night, and we were able to open up the river access and bring a lot of people in to have a little food and some drinks, too. So there isn't much to be gleaned from leveraging the tourism qualities of the Willamette River. It would be great to return to those days. So we hope that we can help in that capacity as well. And thanks very much to see you here today and under these pleasant circumstances.
Thank you for taking the time to come.
Thank you. Thank you all. Next.
Next to Will Lewinson and Peter Fry.
Anybody else wish to testify? All right. Please begin.
Hi there. My name is Will Levinson. I'm on the board of Willamette Riverkeeper and organizer of an event called the Big Float. We had the first year last year where 1,300 people paraded across the Hawthorne Bridge with inner tubes, including Mayor Adams, and floated from the west side of the Markham Bridge to the public boat dock on the east side. But today I'm speaking on behalf of Will Levinson, just myself. I first just want to say really quickly how much I appreciate and how important the Office of Healthy Working Rivers is. Obviously, people here have really appreciated working with them. They just do a tremendous job working with the community. And I think just as a statement that the city of Portland cares about the river, having that department is extremely important. But when I first came in, I was kind of struck by how few people are in this room, although since my time working with the Big Float, I've kind of come to realize that when I first moved to Portland, I was indoctrinated to know never to put my toe into the Willamette River because it's so disgusting and gross, and I became outraged because in my formative years of 20 to 25, I lived in Boise, Idaho, where they live in a city. I just assumed every Western city had a river going through it that people appreciated. So when people told me that you couldn't swim in the Willamette, I was really pretty outraged and put off, and particularly since people made jokes about it in a town that people consider themselves to be environmental and green, and it's kind of a big part of who we are as people in Portland. But what I came to understand is that it's such an uncomfortable thing for people because it is kind of uncomfortable when you try to present yourself as being environmental and live in a city that you don't really feel proud of your river. I'm really excited to see the next 15 years and how the Willamette River is going to transform downtown Portland. In this city, we really pride ourselves on livability. I think if you went up to most people and said, scale of 1 to 10, rate the urban amenities of benches, street trees, trash cans, et cetera, they say, well, that's important. It's like an 8 out of 10. I would say that if that's an 8 out of 10, swimming in the river when it's hot out in the summertime would be a 1,000 plus. Oftentimes, I feel like the city of Portland can be a little too academic when it comes to talking about livability. And looking at Portland and how we do really, I feel, strive to be a world-class city and set ourselves apart. We're a small, mid-sized city, and that can sometimes be hard to do. Let's look at the list of cities, major metropolitan cities, where you can swim in the middle of your city. You want to differentiate Portland from Seattle? Seattle can't swim in the middle of their city. There's no place to swim. San Francisco. This is an extremely low-hanging fruit that can really set ourselves apart. And what is livability? What is sustainability? It is a healthy river that goes through the middle of your town. So I'm really thrilled to be able to be here and really acknowledge the Office of Healthy Working Rivers and Rick and Kevin, who I've worked with quite a bit. And my personal dream is 15 years from now that there's a gigantic bond bill that's floated that transforms what the Willamette looks like. It's irrelevant what it looks like today. And if I can just close with My favorite little analogy right now is just in terms of how people view the Willamette River, and it's probably why a lot of people aren't here, because people just have not really considered the Willamette River as anything but a toilet generally. So I think if you were to go to most people, and excuse this analogy, but if you were to take somebody into their bathroom, point to the toilet and say, what's your aspirations for that toilet? I mean, they maybe would say, hey, I don't know, maybe I can make a planter out of it. Asking people what their aspirations for the Willamette are right now, people are clueless. People have seen it as nothing but as an embarrassment. It is going to be such a magic thing when people reclaim this as a city, and it's going to become a tremendous source of pride like it is in Boise, Idaho. Boise, Idaho in the summer, that's a river city, and it's something that everyone is proud of. It's going to be really fun to witness.
Thank you very much. Peter.
So my name is Peter Finley Fry, and I'm here on behalf of Gunderson. And we also are a member of the Working Waterfront Coalition. And I wanted to say as an aside, also, a friend of mine and I restored a 28-foot, 50-year-old cabin cruiser. And so we use the river recreationally as well as professionally. And I want to say that the Park Bureau and the Office of Healthy River has been great at communicating with Gunderson and the other interests in this. And I really want to reemphasize what everybody's saying, that it's really important that we all talk together to sort these things out, because we have enormous barges that go in the river. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those things. And that has to be all sorted out, because we need to maintain safety. And those are the two things we focused on, whereas education and safety was one category. And the strategy really does start to talk about that and create a framework for that. And frankly, a lot of people don't really know that you need a license to drive a boat in Oregon, and that boats have to be fully equipped with specific things. And all that can be presented by education. The other thing we talked about was a delineation of the river. Just like every year I go sailing Catalina Channel Islands, and their charts tell you where to go and where you can't go. And in fact, there's places where you can't even go near, and then there's huge paths where the big container vessels go. So everything's like, you know, this is the one area with no wake. This is an area where you stay away from the industry. This is the area that's good for paddling. My best friend was a dragon boat paddler for 9 years for Cleveland, and I got the opportunity to do the dragon boat paddling as well, and that's a perfect location for paddling, right? And I actually did the dock, by the way, and I think you know that actually. And the last thing I want to say is that it's really important, the coordination that you're seeing happen out of your office with the other agencies, with the State Marine Board, with the Sheriff's Department, and with the Fire Station 21 coming online, you know, with the public safety issues. A lot of things are starting to come together, and this strategy creates a framework for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming, both of you.
Unless there's additional council discussion, Sue, would you please call the vote?
Fritz.
Well, thank you, everybody who's here today and who's worked on this strategy. I think the PowerPoint showed it really well with the puzzle pieces, with the recreational piece and the stewardship piece working together. And one without the other doesn't work. We have made a huge investment in cleaning up the Willamette. We will continue to do that. And we also have made an investment in the Willamette as a working waterfront. And we need to continue to make sure that we include all of our partners, the motorized, the non-motorized, the industrial, the commercial, and those of us who just like to walk around and look at the river and think how beautiful it is. So this strategy sets that in place. I do acknowledge that it is a public strategy, that it doesn't include a lot of the things that we could and will be doing in the future to looking at other private facilities that also support the overall strategy. But it does set some both goals and aspirations and specific targets for which projects we want to add, just the three additional docks, and which ones are going to be part of future planning processes. It doesn't have any money associated with it for development. It does have commitment for staffing the ongoing advisory committee, which is going to be really important to include all of the different users in helping to figure that out. Our river is beautiful, and our river is vital in many senses of the word. And I'm really proud of this strategy that so clearly shows how the ratepayers have funded the cleanup, the taxpayers fund the park system, And together, we've invested in our river. We need to make the most of it. That's what this plan does. Thanks so much to Ann Beyer and the Office of Healthy Working River staff, Patty Howard on my in my office, the team in Parks. This is, and Commissioner Fish, this has been a joy to do as a partnership and showing how the city can work together with all of our partners in the various realms that were represented here today. Thanks so much for coming. Aye.
Fish.
Well, Amanda has, I think, said just about everything needs to be said to wrap up today. I also want to acknowledge Amanda and Ann and the team at our Office of Healthy Working Rivers, my team of Brett and Kip, Josh, Rick, and Mike, and everyone who's worked on this. It's a marvelous document, and I actually, in addition to the text, I love the photographs. I mean, they're some of the most beautiful pictures of the river, and of which we can be very proud. The testimony, I think, today was interesting, and I particularly appreciate those who've noted that we need to find a more reliable funding source to both maintain and to build out our capacity. And I, you know, we're as opportunistic as we can be at this point. You know, if you look at the facilities, they're owned by PBOT, PDC, the Port, Parks. Actually, I was surprised to see the PBOT has a couple of facilities, but I mean, we've spread them around.
Behind them,
we use, you know, TIF from urban renewal districts. We use SDCs, fees, sometimes capital dollars. We don't really have general fund dollars anymore for this, but perhaps in a future bond measure, there's an opportunity to get the voters behind investing in the vision that one of the people who testified talked to us about today. This is a wonderful piece of work, and I just, again, want to compliment the leadership of both Parks Bureau and Office of Healthy Working Rivers for bringing it forward, and especially to Amanda, who is passionate about this work. And with this document, I look forward to her leadership in taking us forward and implementing this roadmap. Aye.
Saltzman. Leonard.
So I have a unique perspective on the Willamette, having lived here all my life. There was, growing up here, a complete disconnect between the populace and the river, unless your family depended upon the river for income, which my family did. My dad was a merchant marine, so we spent a lot of time down at the docks in the industrial area of the Willamette River. So from that to the last quarter of a century or more, actually longer than that, when Harbor Drive was removed and the old Journal building and Tom McCall Waterfront Park built, a lot of people are looking at me like, what in the heck are you talking about? But those were structures that were part of what I grew up with and saw that, without understanding it, actually separated the community from the river in a variety of ways. To today, these various incremental changes that have occurred over the last 25 or 30 years so that we have more boating opportunities, more boating facilities, certainly the big pipe project, the Esplanade, which I use every week between the Hawthorne and Steel Bridge, is really pretty spectacular for a person that was brought up in a completely different environment in the same location, but the environment is so much different, to now having a really a masterfully thoughtful plan done to take the river to the next level, which I think is really to be heralded and praised, because as some of the testifiers alluded to, other cities haven't had this historic disrespect for the waterway that we've inherited from those that inhabited these lands before we came and did our thing to them over 150 years ago now. So I'm really pleased to be able to participate in supporting this report. I think it's a great blueprint for the future. Aye.
Adams.
Well, congratulations to Commissioners Fritz and Fish, and thank you to the leadership in the bureaus and the community leaders and others that participated. I like the plan. I like the fact that it's prioritized. And as mentioned by the sponsors and everyone, we will get to that bond measure that you talk about, or the the investment that we all want by getting more people actually in the river, not just on the river. And I look forward to seeing you all this summer at the big float. If the mayor can get out there in his swimsuit.
Ouch.
I know. In his swimsuit and do the big float and have a lot of people stop me mid-river going, then all of you can too. Really, congratulations. Aye. So approved, and we are adjourned. Randy, do you have a second?